This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q. Excited to be here. Gorgeous day in Roseburg and Douglas County. So hope everybody's enjoying some of that God-given sunshine.
Oh, it's a perfect day today. You better get out and enjoy the summer, because next week, holy smokes, it's going to get hot.
Yep. Well, we always know fair times brings out the temperatures a lot of the time. So anyway, if you can't tell, that's Alan Painter joining me again this week, because he's so awesome. So thank you for joining me.
Well, it was too hot to go home and work outside.
True that. Well, I want to make sure that we give our first guest, Katie Starkle from Wander Winston, all the time that she needs, because she's got a really cool event coming up and everybody needs to hear all about this. So Katie, welcome to your queue today. We're glad to have you.
Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to kick it off here, and I want to know if you will just tell us a little bit about your upcoming event.
Yeah, so we have organized a 3-day Oktoberfest tournament with 100% of proceeds going to veteran suicide prevention organizations, and we have a $10,000 first place prize.
Okay, did you say $10,000?
$10,000, yes.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Cash,
yep.
Okay, that's big money.
Yeah, that's not a gift certificate, people.
Yeah, so that's kind of exciting. So that's to the winners.
Yes, so that's the first place prize, and then our second place prize is $1,000, and our third place prize is $500, and the tournament involves two-person teams.
Two-person? I mean, hey, you split that prize money, that's $5,000 apiece.
Absolutely. Oh.
That's awesome.
So what do these two people got to do? Is this sand volleyball or something those old fat guys can't do?
So this is an Oktoberfest tournament, and these games are designed to be something that anybody can play. You don't have to be the fastest. You don't have to be the strongest. You just have to be willing to get in and have fun and just support the cause. So we have pretzel eating, which you get a designated amount of dry pretzels. So it's similar to the cracker eating challenge. Oh. And just like a little tiny bit of water, and you have to eat them in less than 5 minutes, and the team that eats all the pretzels the fastest, they will be qualifying into the final for the $10,000. And then we have stein holding, so there'll be weighted steins, and we are going to probably have rice or sandbags in there, so there won't actually be any alcohol in them.
Bummer.
But whoever can hold the stein the longest in the tournament will move on to the finals for the $10,000 cash prize. And then we have a keg race. So you'll be rolling a keg 25 to 30 meters and back.
race. I thought, I think I could outrun a keg.
Yeah, that piqued my interest.
Yeah, but no, I got to shove it.
You got to roll it. You got to roll it to and back. And then your teammate has to roll it to and back.
Whoever
can do that the fastest, they qualify. And then we have a stein race, which is going to be a lot of fun to watch. So you have a bucket of water and then an empty growler, and you and your teammate will run back and forth between these two buckets and the growler, and whoever can overfill the growler the fastest, they will move on. And we have Hammerschlagen, which is quite a mouthful, which is a hammer pounding game. But the trick is, this is done with a blacksmith hammer. So it's a pointed hammer, not a flat one. And whoever can...
That's not easy.
No, it's not. Whoever can flush the nail the fastest in the least amount of hits, they get to move on to the $10,000 finals. And then bucket ball, which is like giant beer pong. Each team member will have 5 buckets that they'll have to clear, and whoever can clear those the fastest, they will move on to the final for the $10,000. And then the final will be the 6 finalists, one from each of the events, and they will do a little combination of the previous games, and whoever does them the fastest, they get the $10,000.
$10,000.
That's a good time. I mean, none of that is like a bad time.
Well, can you imagine going and watching them and some all these old fat guys like me out there trying to do this, falling all over ourselves? I mean, do you talk about, we probably make $10,000 video, funniest videos out
there.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
holy
absolutely.
Smokes. We could do some YouTube TikToks out there. Oh.
Well, that was the idea. We absolutely wanted it to be something that people could get into, have fun, where it could be anybody's game, and just, you know, get there, support our men and women in the military, and that's kind of what we came up with.
So I love it. Good time, good cause, good reward if you're good at those things.
Good laughs.
But this
isn't
something nobody that people are out doing all the time. So there shouldn't be somebody that's a professional.
Yeah.
You might have a professional press leader. I mean, I sit there on my couch all the time and just.
Well, yeah, I was in a unprofessional Hammerschlagen league when I was younger, you know. I mean,
that can't, is it one nail? I did have a question on that.
So the first time around, it is one nail, and then if there happens to be a tie, we'll do whoever can flush six nails the fastest. Just move
so
on.
Wow. Is there an entry?
So there is a $200 entry fee, but right now we're doing an early registration discount for $100, and the discount code is Never Forgotten.
Too cool. $100 to win $10,000.
And a chance. I mean, it's a chance, but still, you can't win it if you don't do it. Oh. How fun to do with a buddy or, you know, maybe mom, son, or, you know, I mean, make it a family event or something.
Husband, wife, watch them kill each other.
I would actually do this with Jeffrey, honestly.
And Jeffrey, you'd end up rolling Jeffrey and not the keg.
I'd probably take the hammer to him.
That, no doubt about it.
But I'm thinking he can eat pretzels and he could probably roll a keg pretty good. I'm thinking, ooh, my husband could do that good. My husband could do that good. And the only thing I thought of was the nails for me because I'm pretty good at eye-hand coordination. I'd have to have him do all of them.
So who's putting this on?
So we have a ton of sponsors that made this happen. So we have Patron Tequila, Budweiser, Looking Glass Brewery, Unqua Survival, The Home Depot, Roseburg Honda, Red Barn Dispensary, Lone Rock Resources, Roseburg Lumber, The Fox Den, Walmart, Roto-Rooters, Grocery Outlet, Les Schwab Tires, Northwest Veterans Law, which they are actually out of Portland. And when I told them about it, they're like, absolutely, we want a booth. We want to see this go down. And our two big sponsors were the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Indians and Atrio. And then Fred Meyers and Safeway are going to be donating roses for fallen soldiers' families at the memorial.
How neat is that?
That is amazing. And again, amazing sponsorships.
And once again, it's kind of like what we talked about last week. You know, it's awesome to see some of our big box stores stepping up but... Again, Umpqua Survival, Atrio, a local Medicare company, a lot of our local partners, once again, stepping up.
Well, and Umpqua Survival is also doing a firearms raffle at it as well, in addition to their cash sponsorship.
Of course they are, because they're that wicked awesome.
And we know how that is. Oh.
Because we just happen to just think they're the best. So
we are a little partial.
I mean, I'll admit that. I don't have a problem with that.
But, you know, what a fantastic thing. You know, in the fall, I mean, yes, there's hunting, there's football, but there's not a lot happening in the fall as we wind down to winter. What a great, fun event. Now,
absolutely.
I hope I'm not out of line with this question.
Oh, brother.
Oktoberfest, I mean, is it beerless?
We do have a beer garden.
Something for everyone.
Absolutely. So in addition to, we have local breweries there. We actually have a brewery coming down from Salem that's sponsoring the event. Budweiser is donating several kegs as well. And then Patron Tequila is actually doing a fully sponsored margarita bar on Saturday as well.
I thought I heard you say earlier that somebody was coming down and doing a booth, too. So is there going to be booze of
so there are things for there sale, are vendor or? Openings. We're going to try to keep it to 50 vendors. So if you want to get a spot, absolutely hop on the website and check out the vendor applications ASAP, because we do we are limited to 50 because we are planning on using a lot of the space in the parks for the tournament.
That's
it's going
like
to be at multiple
local
locations, right?
Yeah. Yes.
The events, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Local craft people, things like that. Oh, that'd be fun.
Or, you know, some of the smaller businesses that couldn't afford to do a larger sponsorship, this is a great way for them to help sponsor the next event, because the proceeds from the vendor booths are going to help put on next year's event.
How cool.
Yeah, I kind of want to sponsor a team. I'm going to be gone, or I'd be there in like peak neon 80s style.
I got to go out and get me some, what was that, Lederhosen, whatever those fancy German britches are.
There you are. You need some German.
And the ladies wear the dirndls.
Oh, there you go. I didn't know that one.
Okay, well, I would have worn neon like the 80s.
Yeah.
Or something crazy.
It's Oktoberfest.
I know that, but it's my team. I would want to be crazy.
She wants to stand out.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that typically. But, I mean, it just like that just sounds like fun. I am personally going to be gone, which is sad.
She's been whining about this all day. She's going to be gone.
I have sniveled numerous times about it. That's true statement.
Going hunting?
I'm going hunting. It's not hunting yet, but we're going there to set up camp. So, So I'm disappointed, but I want to sponsor a team. So if you end up having two people that want to do it and can't come up with it, let me know, because I'm putting it out in the universe. But I do think we need Ryan and Logan from our premier family to do
Absolutely.
It, too. So.
Well, and that's a good point, too. This is a great opportunity for businesses to put a couple logos on a couple T-shirts. And
Absolutely.
Find a couple high schoolers who just want to go out and have fun. Mm-hmm. And this is their chance to mingle with the military community as well. We actually have some of the active military coming to help run the events as well.
Well, let me kind of throw this out. I just had a brain... Mm-hmm. I was going to say brain fart, but we don't want to say that on the radio, do we?
Well, too late.
Okay.
That
happened. If you're an organization out there, how cool would this be? You know, Roseburg Wrestling or Douglas Football or something like that.
That's what I was thinking, though. Douglas kids.
You know, get a couple of your kids, sponsor it, and what a great opportunity to earn your program or nonprofit money if you happen to get first prize.
Yeah.
So, and then
sponsor
what a great
team.
Competition. You know, we can have some of these sports teams or whatever going head-to-head trying to take the bacon for their group. So
yeah, absolutely. I'm actually going to be sponsoring my son and one of his friends so that they can participate. I mean, he's only 14, so I'm not thinking he has a chance, but he's going to have a lot of fun doing it.
Absolutely. How cool is this going to be?
Yeah, I was thinking that pretzel eating thing and then the keg rolling, and I was like, linebacker, defensive men.
Yeah.
Nick Garcia, hook your mom up, and let's get some of these Douglas Trojan football players out there and earn some money for your program.
Well, Katie, let me say that. I mean, let me thank you. This is a lot of work, and what a benefit to our community. What a fantastic thing. I mean, this isn't just a Winston thing, just like the Winston mm-hmm. fireworks. This is a Douglas County thing, and I just want to thank you for your hard work. This is going to be so fun, and I look forward to it.
Thank you so much. And we're just looking for help getting the word out on this. I mean, this is a first-year event, so tell a friend, tell your friends, tell their friends, and just get the word out there that this is happening.
All right, let's rock Oktoberfest.
I think we're going to take a quick break, and then, Katie, we're going to talk about all the different ways we can share your information. So, we will be right back with more of Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance, on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. I'm Shannon Sebastian with Alan Painter here in the studio.
Here again.
Present and accounted for. And Katie Starkle with Wander Winston for talking about Oktoberfest.
I know. I love summer, but I'm hoping summer flies by so we can get to Oktoberfest. This sounds like it's going to be so
much fun. You need the music, you know. So, Katie, as we were talking at break, which we always do, which typically then I'm late back coming on the radio, but
which
that
we
time
almost
I was,
did it
almost. But we talked about this is a big event. You are looking for 1,800 is 2,000 entries, or
we are completely maxed out at 1,500 teams,
1,500
and that means
teams.
Like from 6 o'clock Friday night till like 2 o'clock on Sunday morning. We are running through this event. So we are ideally hoping for about 800 teams to sign up for this event.
800 teams.
800 two-person teams.
Yep.
So you and a buddy, you and a brother, sister, or, you know. So you better get on it now if you know that person you know, wow, they'd be really good at this. Better get them before someone else does.
So well, just to put that in
the discount, the mm-hmm. Never Forgotten discount, it's like you could do two teams. You could be with your sister on one and your brother with another.
Can you do that?
Oh, can you do that?
You know what? Why not?
Are you breaking the rules?
As long as you aren't playing at the same time, you should be good to go. But
yeah,
just to put that in.
You could learn. You could learn from your mistakes with whichever team you go
look
first.
Look at you. Look at you.
I'm
you're always looking for an angle.
It's kind of true, but if I was in town, y'all would be in trouble because I'm coming for the 10 G's. Yeah. So the fact that I'm not in town means people of Douglas County, you might have a chance.
Yeah, there's no way, even if you won it, you'd end up giving it away.
That's true. I'd probably say keep it, just like, you know, 50-50 tickets or whatever. You're like, keep the money.
Yeah, it's a moral obligation.
Yeah, it's just super cool. That would be awesome if somebody won and did do a nice donation back, though. That would be putting that out there in the universe. That would be pretty awesome.
But, you know, the one thing that's really neat about this is so different than what we typically see. I mean, we have our different festivals, and mm-hmm. those are always fun. But this is completely out of our norm. You know, I mean.
I'm going to whine some more that I'm not going to be
You know, you always hear about Oktoberfest in other counties or other places. And, mm-hmm. and why we've never done it here, especially with the microbreweries we have here. I'm excited, and I'm glad you won't be here. So that's one less competition tournament.
It's one less team.
Especially now I know you cheat.
I don't cheat.
Yes. Well,
I'm all about the gray area.
Yeah. Uh-huh. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, right?
So, but I'm going to be there in spirit because I'm going to sponsor a team. I'm going to find me some fantastic fit football players.
And drink
I'm gonna
a beer
bring it
over
on.
There, huh? Drink a beer in memory over there while you're hunting.
No.
So you had mentioned shuttles.
Yes. Yeah. So we want to make sure that everybody gets to and from Winston safe and sound. So we actually, Atrio was amazing, and they sponsored our shuttles back and forth between Roseburg and Winston. Right now, we're able to use Roseburg High School's parking lot. We're still looking for one more to kind of spread it out. But we definitely wanted to make sure that since we do have a beer garden, that people are able to get to and from Roseburg safely and sound, and then, you know, you can take a taxi home or whatever you need to do, but we definitely were going to make sure that there was no drinking and driving.
Well, see, and the other thing that's neat, you know, when you talk about having these shuttles is that tells you the scope of this. This isn't going to be just a small town little thing. This is going to be the big time, folks. There's going to be a lot of people there, so, you know, find out information, get your teams ready, and let's get ready to have some Oktoberfesting.
Yeah, so I mean, right now coming on the radio show, even though we're talking about a little ways down the road, this is really about recruitment. This is about getting those teams, getting the word mm-hmm. out, and people sharing it. So I know before you had information on the website.
Yes, our website is, I still am updating our website more and more every day. If you go to winstoncity.org/events and then click on the Oktoberfest picture, it'll take you right to our events website. It's got the information on the shuttles. It's got the discount code on it. It's got the link to the registration. It's got the vendors packet information on there. Anything that you could want to know is on the website. And if there isn't anything, my email is at the bottom. So if you have questions, send me over an email and I definitely will get back to you.
Okay. What about volunteers? Do you need volunteers?
We always need volunteers. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. So anybody who wants to help out, also my email's at the bottom. Shoot me an email.
That would be fun just to be a spectator.
Oh, absolutely. This is a people watching deal here.
I am just sick about it. So will you kind of just slowly again go over what programs or what the money that you're raising will go towards?
Yes. So this event is 100% sponsored. We're starting at ground zero. So every dollar that we take in at this event will go to veteran suicide prevention programs. And one of the organizations that we selected was Canines for Warriors. They have 5 Oregon veterans on their waiting list right now for funding. And the tournament fees are going to go to that. And then the beer garden what we make at the beer garden will be split between Moods and Moods and Music, which is a program that buys guitars and gives music lessons cool. to veterans that are suffering with PTSD, and then Source One Serenity, which gets veterans outside in nature that are struggling with PTSD.
How cool is this?
I mean, all of those sound fabulous.
I mean, the Oktoberfest event on itself, how fun.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, we're saving lives, veterans' lives, heroes. Improving their lives, so we get to go out, have fun, raise some money, and bless our forgotten heroes. I think this is going to be so cool.
We're really excited to see how it all pans out.
Well, and so I know Alan asked the question about beer, which I'm surprised wasn't immediately followed about what about beer sausages and food.
I didn't want to seem greedy.
Well, you like your food courts.
I do, and I love my sausages.
Yeah, so how about that, Katie?
So we're hoping to have nonprofits as the food vendors at the event, again, bringing more money into our nonprofit organizations. Mm-hmm. Right now, we do have one veteran organization that's going to be doing the brats and the hamburgers and the hot dogs, but we're hoping that we can find a couple other nonprofits that want to do, like, the pretzel and the beer cheese, and then... like the boiled corn bar that's super popular at all the other Oktoberfest tournaments. So super simple foods that, you know, make a lot of money at those kind of things and then bring money into those nonprofit organizations.
And then how much is it for a booth for somebody who wants to do something like this?
So the nonprofit booths are free.
There you go, people.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like you've thought about this from every angle.
Well, it's like, this is amazing. Did you hear how much? Free. Zero. Nada. So get your group together and get your sauerkraut, your broths, and all your goodies, and let's hit Oktoberfest. This is going to be a wild success, I can tell you already.
So just reach out to you and see maybe what food items are already spoken for and what's available, and get out there and make some money for your nonprofit. And so if it's not a nonprofit, because not everybody is a nonprofit, what's the cost for that booth?
So, and then the nonprofit booths they're non-power, they're the 10 by 10 square, and they are $150 for the 3 days. Again, that's to help sponsor next year's event.
Oh, that's $50 a day. Bucks.
That's nothing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and like I said, with the traffic that's going to be there, I think this is going to be, if you're successful to get your products out there, your food out there, whatever. I'm really looking forward to this, and I don't really look forward to much except football season.
I just, Katie, you always impress me how organized you are and what a great job you do. You had been on before, and you did the Walk on the Wild side, and I do want to touch on that for a second because I want people to understand when you're this organized and you think of things from all angles, success comes. And so do you mind sharing a little bit of a follow-up for the listeners who heard about your...
It was so much fun. And unfortunately, it was like 100 degrees that day.
Oh, good
we
gravy.
Were praying the weekend before that it wouldn't rain. But we still had a great turnout. We had a little over 80 people turn out. And then with the raffle and the safari wine bus and the wine tasting and the beer tasting, we ended up raising over $9,000 for the program.
That's awesome.
How neat is that?
That's so great. So kudos to you, because I know that was a lot of work you put into that. Time, effort, energy, and other volunteers and other people. So.
Well, absolutely. And this is what I'd like to point out something. We talk about heroes, and I hope we don't overuse that term, because, you know, when we say heroes, they really are not heroes of the community. They're my heroes. And, you know, Katie, you are a hero.
Yeah.
You're a hero to our community.
Hero.
To take on one of these events is a huge commitment, a lot of work, and nobody knows how many, hundreds of hours that go into this. And for you to do the Walk on the Wild side, now this, I mean, this is what really makes our community special. And you really are amazing, and we greatly appreciate everything you do for us, because that's what it's about. It's doing it for us. Our brothers and our sisters, who served. And so thank you for everything that you do for us.
Oh, that's really sweet. But really, without all the sponsors, without all of Douglas County coming together, that's really what makes this happen, is Douglas County's community. We just are all close-knit. And, it just seems like when you need something, Douglas County steps up to make it happen. And, I really have to say, it would not be possible if Winston didn't let me work on it. It's just... Basically, as long as my court stuff is done, Winston allows me to work on the nonprofit stuff, and I just love that.
Kudos to the city. I mean, that is, yeah, and we're seeing, you know, Sutherland is stepping up and doing more of that.
Yeah,
the city, you know, a partnership between government and private, and look at the success it breeds.
Yeah, your chamber and your city government. Yeah, it's really great to see a lot start to flourish in these smaller outlying communities. But you're not just marketing or bringing in the people within that zip code. I mean, you're pulling from a 2-hour radius or more all over Oregon and getting them here to our community, which is helping our small businesses and our hotels and our, I mean, everybody. Tourism
how this flows through the community, and you know, for visitors who happen to be in the area, what a great statement about our community to see us coming together to do something like this. So, like I said, I can't give you enough praise and thank you. And typical, you know, hometown hero, what do they do? Deflect praise.
Yeah, deflect. So, Katie, one more time before we're done here, give us all the ways or the best ways for people to find out about this. You mentioned if we could all spread the word. So is it on Facebook? What can we do for you?
Absolutely. So we have advertisings going on Facebook. Share it, like it, tell a friend. We have winstoncity.org/events, and then click on the Oktoberfest. That gives you all of the information. That's really the best two ways to do it, is just word of mouth. We've got flyers, we've got posters, we got banners, we've got billboards. I mean, we're doing everything that we can, but nothing's as good as word of mouth.
And then check your queue. I assume you'll repost.
Yeah, I was just thinking, if we got some flyers, though, wouldn't it be great if we handed them out to people who would be willing to give some out during the fair?
Absolutely.
What a great way.
Stop by the Premier Insurance booth, and we'll give you some information as well at the fair.
And how long will it be? I know we got to go to break quick here, but how long will this, do you have a time frame or a number of people for the special discount?
Well, we originally were going to stop it on August 1st, but just because of the economy, I think we're going to probably push it through August 15th, but we kind of want to have that idea of how much stuff we're going to buy. So right now, probably August 15th is when we'll be.
So get your partner in a hurry.
Yes. Get your partner, or get signed up and find a partner.
Yep.
Just call it your team. That'll be great. Well, Katie, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
You betcha. We'll be right back with your local business buzz brought to you by Umpqua Survival after this quick break.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back. And it's time for the Local Business Buzz, brought to you by Umpqua Survival. And thank you to them for this wonderful opportunity for locally owned and operated small businesses to come on and tell us their story. And so today, welcoming in here are the ladies of Country Girls Create. So welcome, Kara Black and Misty Fox, to the show.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Oh, you're so great. So ladies, Country Girls Create, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, before you get into this, I hope this is male appropriate.
Male pro. Oh.
Are you going to embarrass me?
Absolutely.
Are you going to embarrass me?
Gosh, I hope so.
Sometimes she sets me up, so I got to double check.
Why not? Why not? I only live once. Okay, so Kara, I'm going to ask you to tell me a little bit about Country Girls Create. How did it start?
Actually, when Missy had her youngest, there was some concerns, and I made her some onesies as a gift. And then we just kind of started throwing ideas around and decided to expand and go further into detail with the things that we were able to offer, and decided to make
Definitely just right from the roots creation, and you know, started from a birth to a small business.
Yeah. Well, and I have to say, Misty's mic wasn't loud enough, so we're gonna share mic here. So we're gonna try to get the girls on here, both of them. But that's why I, Misty. So jump in too if you have anything to add about it getting started.
Well, basically, we just started out as friends. She was my daughter's teacher, and we were friends after that, and kind of both crafty and had a love for it. And we, like she said, threw around some ideas, and here we are. Couple years later.
And there's nothing better, they say, than your job being something that you actually love to do. And so to create a job around something that you love to do anyway, it's like, that's awesome. And now you guys are entrepreneurs and have a small business together. Well, and so,
like I said, secret is or the definition of success, find out what you love to do and get paid for it. Doesn't matter how much money you make, as long as you're having fun doing what you're doing.
Oh, we have lots of fun.
So what kind of stuff
do you guys
make?
I have no doubt about that. When she said that, I'm like, you know what? I have no doubt that that is a legit true statement. I bet they have a lot of fun.
So, what kind of stuff does Country Girls make? Do they make cow patty paperweights?
You might have just given them a new idea. So tell us what your creations are, or some of them.
Well, we do a lot of things, from sublimation t-shirts to tumblers. We do epoxy tumblers. We do cremation and breast milk jewelry. We kind of do a little bit of everything. If you guys can think about it or dream it, we can probably do it. We do a lot of business card making for people. We've made banners for people. We've made the pet cremation pyramids before. So a little bit of everything.
So business promotions is a lot of it. So if you have a business to make mugs and shirts and...
Yeah, I'm also a graphic designer. So I've actually even made logos for people. And
That's cool.
We made a 32 order hoodie for a local business. So with the design that I did for their logo.
Well, if they must have liked it enough, they're like, we're going to put that on some sweatshirts, because that's awesome. So, I mean, you mentioned a few things that are kind of unique in your list there. So there literally, it has to be something for everybody. But do you find yourself creating for men and women equally? Or I see the Country Girls create, so I'm thinking it might be more of us Country Girls that are your buyers.
Oh, guys are... mugs and sweatshirts and come on.
Okay, I'm sorry. May I order him a tumbler, please?
Give you a tumbler.
Actually, I really liked one. I peeked at their website because I do my homework.
You cheated.
I did. And I loved one on there that was like patriotic, because that's us. You America. Know that, sir. And it had like the Pledge of Allegiance on it. You are all up my alley about that. So I was like, yep, need me one of those.
We can also put like your pictures on them.
Oh, I don't think
we just did another one for another small business that's local, and did he's a guide service. So we did pictures of his kids fishing with him, and then a picture of the river that he fishes on is the background of it, and it glows in the dark. So it was like right up his alley, because he can use it on the boat and everything else, and it was perfect for him.
Well, that's going to be awesome. I think everybody
in
the office needs
that's
a tumbler
like cherry on top
with my picture on it. How's that for Christmas gift?
I was
going to
say, I hear Christmas gifts.
Huh? Oh, sorry. Everybody in my family is going to get a mug with my picture.
I'm all about the family getting it.
They're either going to love us or hate us, one or the other.
Okay, so... your moms, you have kids, and Carrie, are you still teaching?
Yes, I do still teach, so I only do the business part-time. Misty, this has allowed her to be able to stay home with the younger kids.
Oh, fantastic.
And be a stay-at-home mom and still kind of do something at home.
So what's a typical day look like for you? Like, is this all-consuming one's world right now?
Oh, yes. So Kara drops her husband off usually before the sun comes up. And then she comes over to my house, and usually she has coffee ready for me. And I'm up, and we're going, and we're working on orders, and we're getting more orders. And then usually she heads out. And about that time to pick up her husband. And then about that time I wind down for dinner with my kids. So it's pretty crazy, but we love it.
You're still having fun.
Yep.
That's cool.
That's right.
You know, so, this is going to be fun to see because, you know, seeing a business is starting in its roots and starting to grow. And you know, we've been able to witness that several times in our area where somebody's taken this idea and seen it grow, just a little, you know, a labor of love.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I just think of Justin Troxel. I mean, yep. It's like that heart-shaped thing took off and sky's the limit
Oats
now.
And,
yeah, you know, multiple, I mean, ones.
Yeah, it's just... That's awesome. Fun. I'm looking forward to seeing it. So where do I go buy the picture, my mug with all my pictures on it?
You can PM us, or you can just reach
That's
out.
That's called private messaging for you older
yes,
people.
Yes, PMS. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I can do that.
Well, private I thought
I have their email for you, Alan.
Yep, oh, you can email or text us, or you can order it on our website at countrygirlscreate.com.
Countrygirlscreate.com. You can remember that.
I can.
And I have their email also. So starting out, I mean, scratch, what's been the biggest struggle for you guys?
I would have to say the biggest struggle for us has been that there's a lot of other people that do similar things to us. The thing that stands out with us compared to a lot of them is that we... decided to actually make this a legal business and did what we felt was morally right, and paid the money to get our business license. We pay our taxes every year, you know, so trying to compete
fully
and do it
fully legitimate.
Correct.
And the other thing, which sounds really neat to me, because I've used online mm-hmm. places mm-hmm. and yeah, you know, you might get a better price, but you don't get the personalization. It's kind of like cookie cutter. Here's what we offer. Take one of these three things or you're done. But it sounds really cool that I can get what I want, even if it's really unique, and have you guys put together. Especially for me, because as you know, Shannon, mm-hmm. I got no artistic ability whatsoever. So I can't even, yeah. you know, dress myself.
Barely.
So that's why the Lord gave me daughters. You know,
yeah.
I walked downstairs. They said, "Kara says, Dad,
turn
you
around.
Wear that." So
go back up.
So to be able to have you do my graphic, you know, design something up, and so that's going to be awesome. I'm really thinking some good ideas.
I think we need
do.
A Jack's mug in the office.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We have an office dog, Jacks, and we love him very much.
Great. I just got bumped for the Jacks.
On my mug, I would prefer Jacks, please. Thank you.
Right. We can do multiple pictures. You know, you can have one on one side and one on the other.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll put my picture on the bottom of the mug, right?
I actually just wanted Jack's. No, I'm teasing, but we tease a lot at our office. So, I know that people can see your stuff online, but there's something different about seeing the quality and, you know, just holding something tangible in your hands, and you guys do the farmers markets and stuff. So tell me a little bit about the days and where you're at and stuff like that. How can somebody see your work in person?
So right now we are at the Melrose Farmers Market every Tuesday, and that's from 4 to 7. And we try to be at the Shop and Sip in Winston also on Wednesdays. And then right now we are scrambling to prep for the Sasquatch Festival that is going to be happening this Saturday.
Yes,
so
super
we will
exciting.
Be there. Yes.
That's in Glide.
I knew that. I heard that. I'm
yes.
going. How cool
I know,
is that?
Glide Revitalization.
And
they,
then
they
Oktoberfest. How about
Oktoberfest?
I'll
that's
be there because
cool.
they have beer and $10,000.
Yeah, need,
that sounds
need
like a good time.
Too.
Yes, we need details on that one. But
yeah.
we will be. We
a booth is $150 for 3 days.
Well, yeah. that sounds like good
yeah.
time, yes.
So, and yeah, that does sound like a good time. I'm pretty disappointed I'm gone. I'm about ready to ditch my husband and deer hunting.
Yeah, send him over to set the tent up.
Right about there. So I just feel like people should come meet you because you guys are an absolute hoot and just a joy. So I encourage you guys to. So did we lose you at the farmer's market today in Melrose because you're here?
No, actually we are lost due to trying to prep for the Sasquatch Festival.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I was going to say, gosh, I feel bad. My husband goes there and buys tamales.
Oh, so, yes. Linda's tamales are amazing.
My husband buys those. So we're going to be back in just a moment and finish up with you ladies here. So back with more on Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance. Back in a moment. We'll be right back.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right.
Whoops,
welcome back.
Missed it.
What in the world? You got shades on? Are you Joe Cool over there?
Oh, my future's so bright, I got to wear shades.
Oh, gravy. Alan Painter.
That's because I'm surrounded with women. And that's a secret to success.
Surround yourself
with women and say, yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I hear you. That's true. You do tell people that. Well, welcome back to your queue. And we're just kind of sneaking over a little bit to this last segment with the local business buzz and the ladies of Country Girls Create, and they create all kinds of things. So if it's not on their website and you've thought it up, give them an opportunity to try to create it for you. So what is the best ways, or all the ways again, I want you to mention that, where they can contact you all if they need to?
So probably the best way to reach out to either one of us is to actually text or call either one of us. And you can reach out to us through our website. There is a chat feature, and so we can respond to that also. So if you have a trouble with that, and then I did give you the information for our phone number and our email as well.
Yes.
And we will link that on our Q and Premier Insurance Group web Facebook's
the Facebook page. We'll put it out there. Look for you guys at the farmers markets, the Sasquatch Festival.
Yep, the Melrose Market every Tuesday. And then, yes, we can you can search us on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. Just search Country Girls Create.
Holy smokes. They're everywhere.
Well,
I would say, do you guys hire out to do that stuff?
They're sublimating.
We try to be
world.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I think you're doing a great job. So keep it up. I'm excited to see where you're. I feel like we should buy stock now.
Well, absolutely. We don't have to go to Vistaprint anymore. We can, you know, get custom made stuff
what?
Local. You know, because I guarantee you, even if it's a little more expensive, and I don't know what their price are, but even I guarantee the quality. You're going to get much better quality than the stuff we buy online.
That tumbler was awesome.
And service.
And we definitely want to make sure our customer is 100% satisfied. And that's the biggest thing, is the passion, is we want to make sure our customer gets exactly what it is that they were thinking of.
That's
and
awesome.
If it's not right, then we want to make it right.
Well, and the fact you're here, it's made in the USA, hoorah.
Absolutely. And supporting our local community.
And supporting our local community and helping a mom stay home and raise her babies.
Yep. That's worth the double.
You're right.
Keeping moms with their kids.
Well, if they want to be.
Yeah.
Do I have a choice?
Like, I'm just saying. Maybe like to be worker bees. My daughter-in-law is a very good worker.
But
right.
She
likes it.
But, you know, if you got patience of me, you need a woman who does well with kids.
Yes, and luckily you do.
Yep.
So some little housekeeping that we need to do at the end of the show. We always kind of do some updates and things like that.
Yep.
So first I want to say thank you both for coming on. I know they were a little nervous this morning, but they nailed it out of the park.
They were nervous.
Yeah.
I was nervous.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, we got through it.
I didn't know
what
kind of,
and we killed it, so we're good.
Like, you know, women's country negligees or something. About.
He honestly did not know what it was about.
I had
about,
no clue what you were walking me into.
I'm not telling him either, so it's like, we got to come find out. That's the cool thing, is even though we live here local, my husband's been at the farmer's market. I hadn't been yet to that Melrose one, and so it's like, there's all these awesome things in our community, and that's what the local business buzz is about, is giving that local business an opportunity to shine, tell their story, and let us know what's out there to offer. So
absolutely.
Again, if somebody has a locally owned and operated business, reach out to us. Call Premier Insurance and ask for Alan or myself.
Shannon. Don't ask for myself.
Yeah.
Ask for Shannon.
I would like to talk to myself.
Yeah.
Actually, that would be fun. please do that. And I hope I answer. But let them know that you're calling about your Q and to be on the show, because this is really important that we share our stories and are able to support each other in the future.
Well, and this is why we've sponsored the show. This is right here is what we wanted to do. And this is so much fun to see our community's heroes. And our small business people are our community's heroes.
And, you know, we partner with Umpqua Survival, and they're kind of a kick in the pants. We love our folks out there, and we got to hang with them last Friday for the Ride for 22 benefit auction in the evening. It was great. We had Carlos and Alice and Alice's husband, who apparently is going to be coming out with a calendar. I don't know. I was prompting him to do that. That was a lot of fun at that event, and they raised a lot of money. So, again, once again, Douglas County is awesome. But every week, if you go into Umpqua Survival and put your name in the bucket, you have a chance for a $25 gift certificate every week.
And this week's winner
is David Harris. So, David Harris, I will be calling you today or tomorrow and letting you also know, if you're not hearing it on the radio, that you just won this week's $25 gift certificate. So, congratulations.
We're gonna show you the money.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah. That's exciting. So we will make contact with that. Next week, we just have some really cool things coming on. We're going to have Taylor Bennett, who is with the Umpqua Valley Arts Association, coming on and telling us about all the wonderful opportunities for the children. And we will also have Nicole Dobson with the Body Bar, a brand new business down in Myrtle Creek, on with us. So stay tuned next week. Thank you for listening. Ladies, thank you for being on.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for sponsoring the show. God bless you.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
We love you for it. And always remember, if you have any insurance needs, call Premier Insurance, 541-672-9414, and ask for Alan.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week, Douglas County. Bye for now.